All right, great. I want to welcome everybody to the teleseminar for Member Solutions. This teleseminar topic that we're going to be talking about today is 7 systems to stress less. All right, I'll say that again, 7 systems to stress less. This call should take about 55 minutes to complete, and my goal in this call for you is to give you 5 systems that you can plug and play right away. Now, maybe you're already utilizing these systems, and maybe not, but if you are, then great, kudos to you, and maybe you'll find some things inside of here that you would like to put inside of that system that you already have. The other 2 are kind of bonus ones, and what I mean by that is, you know, they're really only for the bravest of brave, because they do take a little extra time and sometimes some headaches to go along with them. But that being said, I want to go right into the first system. You know, listen, systems are going to be vitally important for your school. And I know you've heard this before, probably from a dozen other consultants and, you know, just reading the material that you read and digest. But once you put a system in place, here's what I found. For you as the entrepreneur, once you put a system in place, you make sure it works, and then you delegate it to somebody else. Like we talked about in our last call, delegate and communicate was one of the steps that we talked about. And so understand that, you know, once you get that system in place, if you can farm it off to somebody else to do it and then check up on them to make sure that they are completing that system as you have set it up, that will free you up and allow you to create other systems and do the exact same thing. All right, so let's go into page number 2 on the note sheet. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about a referral asking system. A lot of people, when you ask them on the phone, you know, hey, are you doing referrals? And, yeah, you know, I ask for referrals and things like that. But unless you have a direct path that you are making sure that every step of the way you are asking them at the times that you should be asking. Now, understand that, you know, my system may not totally fit what you want. You can just take it and you know, kind of move it around so that it fits you. But this is the way that I do it. Now, again, number 1, referral asking system, where it says the letter A, okay, where it says the letter A, what I want you to write in there is place the asking strategically in your path or roadway to success, okay? Let me say that again. Place the asking strategy in your path or roadway to success. And for those of you that on the 6 steps of implementation we talked about before, that you did the you took me up on that offer to do that bonus get that bonus call, the roadway to success. Let me explain what I mean by that, or the path. I learned from one of my mentors that if you don't have a, and you guys know this anyways, you know, if you don't have a goal or something that you want to achieve, you're never going to be able to get there. But then you have to build that pathway to be able to get there, or that roadway to get there. And so if I want to drive from, you know, Chicago to, you know, Florida, and, you know, I have to map out what roads I'm going to take. And you need to strategically map out in the life of your students when you're going to be asking them for referrals. So this is a system that I use. Number 1, and let me just kind of explain this, is I first have a consultation, you know, with let's just talk about kids. It could be an adult. It doesn't matter. But I first have a consultation with them. That's going to last about 15 minutes. And then I schedule 2 introductory lessons for them to come back. At the first intro, we do the regular intro, and then the second intro is where I sign them up. Now, assuming that they sign up, that's when I drop the hint about referrals. And basically I just say, you know, Mrs. Jones, most of our students do come, you know, from referrals, and especially if she was a referral. I really hit that home. And, you know, if you, you know, would just be thinking about maybe you already have somebody or a few people in mind that, you know, could really benefit from this program, just like you have seen, you know, the benefits already from your son. And then I don't give them anything at that time. I just kind of drop the hint. Now, I do a first private lesson that will last about 15 minutes. And then I do a second private lesson before they ever go to their first class. And, again, that's about 15 minutes. At that second private lesson, that's when I come out with the 3 guest passes and the VIP passes that I give to them. Now, if you turn to page, now hold on to page number 2, okay? Keep it up so that you can refer back to it. But let's move to page number 3. Page number 3 is the VIP pass number 1 and number 2. Now, I give out number 1 when I'm with them face-to-face, and that's 1 week free of membership, you know, for them to be able to give to a family member or a friend or somebody that they think could benefit from it. Now, going back to page two, all right, so I check off, you know, the second intro, I told them about it, right? The second part of the lesson, I asked them, and I gave them the VIP pass. Well, 3 months are going to go down the road, and they're going to have a yellow belt test. And, you know, in our school, they test every 3 months. Yours may be different. And right or wrong, indifferent, you know, it doesn't matter. But at their yellow belt, when they're excited, what I do is I give them a letter. And that letter, let's turn to page number five. We're going to kind of jump around a little bit. But on page number five, basically here's a letter. And it says, dear, and, you know, the student's name, congratulations on passing your yellow belt test. You did such a great job, and I'm so proud of you. As you know, next week is Bring a Buddy Week for yellow belts, and now you can bring a friend to class. Now, let me just say how my program is structured, is that after their graduation, we have a week of sparring week. And, you know, beginners don't spar. Basically, they do martial arts drills and games and stuff like that. And so they can bring friends to that class if they have a VIP pass. Now, the only people that can bring friends to class during that time are orange belts and yellow belts. And so that's where these passes come in. So, you know, as you can see, I've given you three passes so that you can bring three of your friends. And then it says, you know, now if one of your friends can't make it next week to class with you, that's okay. They can come the following week. And you know, the following week usually in our curriculum is basic enough information so that they could come in and try it out. Again, congratulations, and I hope you can bring some friends to class next week to celebrate with you. That's at the yellow belt stage. Now, if we move to the next part on page number two where it says leadership. And let me just back up and say at the yellow belt stage, I give them pass number one. All right, at yellow belt stage, I give them pass number one. On page six, the leadership congratulations letter, you know, plus referral card. You know, basically it goes through, and my leadership is my upgrade to black belt, you know, to go to a first-degree black belt. But, you know, it says, dear student, congratulations on being presented with your application to leadership program. You know, as you know, you only have 3 months left in the beginner's class before you move up to the intermediate class. You may not know this, but once you're in the intermediate class, we cannot allow you to bring a friend to class. So I'm sending you two-week, now this is where I give them guest pass number two that has the 2 weeks free so that they can, you know, bring friends into class. So think about which friends that, you know, would love to learn karate and give them a pass so they can come to class with you. Again, congratulations, and I hope you make it into the leadership program. See you in class, and then P.S., if you haven't turned in your leadership application, you know, please bring it back to me ASAP. Then I go, you know, once that's mailed out. Now, here again, I've already farmed this off. I don't physically do this. I have one of my ladies in my office, and she's responsible for this. And at the end of the week, I check back up on her to see who she sent what out to. So I'd go back on page number two, and I'd check off leadership. Now, after that, I wait a whole year before I send them the next guest pass, all right? And that next guest pass is still guest pass number two. But if you want to turn to page seven is the actual card that I sent them. And you can just see there it's got a picture of a dog on it, and it says, hi, my name is George. I wondered if you would do me a favor. And then inside of the card it says, I'm very sad. Here's why. Lately, my master has been coming home and not talking to me very much. That makes me very sad. You see, my master is really good at what he does. In fact, some people even say he's the best. I know he really listens good to people and solves a lot of their tough problems. But lately, he's been kind of down in the dumps. The other day, I heard him talking on the phone, and he said that his business was doing okay, but he wanted to expand it, but just wasn't good at all that marketing stuff. So, would you do me a favor so that things can get back to normal around here? Would you tell some of your friends about how good my master is and send some business his way? I know he'd cheer up fast and be grateful. Thanks, George. And that has three of those passes in it as well. Okay? So, again, I would go back and year number one would be checked off. Now, I don't send them another one until year number two, so basically annually. Year number two is on page number eight. Now, at year number two, I do send them the VIP card number three that actually gives a full full month or 4 weeks of a membership. And basically the front just says we love, and you got that little dude there hugging their heart, and the inside says referrals. And that's all it says, and it has the passes in there. And then let's move to page number 9. In page number 9, I hit them up in their third year, and that's usually right before they get a rated test for their black belt, and they're generally, you know, obviously excited about that. And I just revisit, you know, the George card, and it says, hi, remember me, George? Can I talk to you for a minute? And then it goes inside. It says basically the same thing, but, you know, it says, I'm sad again, and here's why. You know, remember the card that I sent you a couple of years ago, you know, the one where I told you my master was coming home and not talking to me very much? Well, you see, it's happened once again. Now, I know my master is really good at what he does, and in fact, some people say that he's the best, and I know that he, you know, listens to people and solves a lot of the toughest problems, but lately, he's been kind of down in the dumps. The other day, I heard him talk to, him and Debbie, and, you know, his other love besides me, well, you know, before me, to tell you the truth. Anyways, and Debbie's my wife, and everybody at the school would know that. He wanted to expand his business, but again, he still wasn't good at all that marketing stuff. So, would you do me a favor? So that things can get back to normal around here, would you tell some of your friends how good my master is and send some business this way? You've been with him for more than 3 years now, so you know how good my master is. I know it'd really cheer him up fast, and he'd be grateful. Thanks again, George, and then P.S., maybe you could come over sometime. I can play a mean game of fetch. All right. Again, keeping it kind of light, but that, in a nutshell, is my referral asking system. And that's basically the system that we follow. And we got a checklist, and we go through. That's a system that we follow. And, you know, you may be asking yourself, well, you know, do you keep all this on computer, or is it on paper? It's all handwritten. It's all on paper. And, you know, so what we do is, you know, we just have a file for those. And then, you know, my secretary goes through and just breezes through those once a week, and she gets those done. Again, if you can farm it off, you create the system and get somebody else to do it, and then you follow up on them, you will be able to expand your business. And that's kind of, you know, the whole premise of the book, you know, called The E-Myth. If you haven't read Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth, I would encourage you to do that. All right, let's move to page number 10. This is where you are going to do some physical work. All right, sorry, but you have to do that. Now, on this page, this is my referral reward system, okay? Every time somebody gives me a referral, whether they sign up or not, I immediately send a thank you card to them, all right? It's very important, whether they sign up or not, immediately send a thank you card. Even if you're still in the interview process of, you know, talking with them and, you know, running over, maybe you're, you know, like me, I'm doing the first intro, second intro, first private lesson, second private lesson, you know, whatever. Even when you're going through that, you know, you still make sure that you send them a thank you. And then after that, let's say that they sign up. Well, we have a sheet that we keep track of people that have referred people and also people that have referred people that sign up. And the first one that we do is, as you can see, a number 2, the sign-ups, letter A, where it says, you know, first sign-up is a $10 gift certificate to Starbucks. So we send them another card, and then we give them also inside that card a $10 gift certificate to Starbucks. If they referred, you know, another person, and now 2 people have signed up, and this is in the course of their duration with me. It's not 2 people in a row or anything like that. And if it were to be, you know, 2 family members from the same family, I would give them, you know, I would go ahead and give them the $10 gift card and the movie tickets together. And then I move them up to number 3. So next time they refer somebody that signs up, I give them, you know, free large pizza. And I got a guy who I work with, you know, I teach his kid at the school, and he's willing to give me free pizzas just for advertising. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, I got to be, you know, I can't abuse it, but, you know, I don't pay anything for the pizzas. And then a $25 gas card. And now with a gas card, I know a guy that owns a Shell station. And we make sure on that gas card they got to come to that gas station and use it. And then I get a percentage off. So I don't actually pay $25, although it's worth $25. Number four, or letter D, is if they have referred somebody else, and now it's the fourth sign-up in their duration with me. And then I give them a dinner for two. It's a restaurant here called Arm and Easy's. Again, this is a family-owned restaurant. I don't actually, what I do is I send them with a gift pass, and they order whatever they want, and then Arm and Easy's just bills me, and I get a 15% discount, so I never pay full price for that. And then they also have a limo ride. I don't pay anything for the limo ride. I, again, have worked out a deal with a limo service, and he's happy to have the advertisement. It doesn't cost him a lot of time or money to bring somebody to dinner and bring them home. So I've worked that deal out. And then lastly, and the only reason lastly is because I haven't had anybody go past five yet, and that's okay, but, as soon as I do, I'll add another sixth one in there. But the fifth one is a TriStar Martial Arts Bomber Jacket, and that's the only way they can get that jacket. They can't get the jacket any other way. That's the only way that they have referred five people. Now, the next question you may be asking me is, do you give this to the family members or do you give it to the kid or, well, here's the thing. If it's an adult that's referring, obviously that's pretty easy to give to the adult. If it's a parent of a child, well, the parent is the one really doing the talking and referring. I give the parent those things. I don't give the child those things. I give the parent those things. And I recognize the parent because I pull them up in front of everybody, and like with the bomber jacket, everything else I mail to them, but with the bomber jacket, I pull them up in front of everybody. And when I usually do that, it's always been at like big graduations or like a Christmas party type thing. I don't generally do those right away. I kind of wait until we have a bigger event so that I can show that off. And lastly, with this system, is it's important to have somewhere in your school where that you recognize those people on where they're at. Maybe having a chart that shows that, Johnny has referred two people, Johnny's family has referred two people that have signed up. So here's your homework, all right, is you have to come up with five things that you're willing to give out. You can copy mine and use them. You obviously can't send them to Arm and Easy's, but you can't give them a TriStar or a bomber jacket, but everything else you could probably do besides that. So make sure that you come up with your own referral reward system. All right, moving to page number 11. This is my missing in action system. Again, you can see the same grid. It's an Excel spreadsheet file, but you can see the same thing. Now, when I do my missing in action calls, here's what I do. Is my students come two times per week. They either come Monday, Wednesday, or they come Tuesday, Thursday. And so if they haven't been there on Monday or Tuesday and they haven't called us and we haven't heard from them, on Wednesday they get a phone call from us. So let's say that the first touch is Wednesday, all right? So just put a W above where it says first touch. And then where it says second touch, put an F for Friday. That's the second time I touch them. And then the next week, I want you to put where it says third touch, write in a W. Two above it, and then where it says fourth touch, write in a F2. So now we know it's the second week. And on the fifth touch, you got it. You probably already filling it out, right? W3, and then the sixth touch is F3. Seventh touch would be W4, and eighth touch is F4. I apologize. And so if it gets that far, we haven't seen them in a month's time. Now, let's go back and let me just explain the first touch. First touch is just a phone call. So what I have is I have my head instructor. He does all of this. So I've created the system, put it into place, taught him how to do it, and he does it. So on Wednesday, he comes in. He gets the report on who's been or who hasn't been there. He goes through, makes sure, double checks in the logs to make sure that they haven't called us. And if they have, he takes them out, so he doesn't need to call them because their next class has already been accounted for. We already know when they're going to come next. But the ones that haven't called us, we don't know when they're going to come next, he calls. So he would do that on Wednesday. In fact, he's doing it today. Now, Friday, he's going to go back, and if those same people, he hasn't got a hold of, and we haven't heard from them yet, he's going to do a second call plus card number one. Now, if we turn to page number 12, this is what card number one is. And it says, we miss you. And this card, at least the artwork, I got from Melody Schumann. Okay, so that's her artwork. But you could come up with something, you know, very similar. It's really easy to do on the computer. But anyways, here's the content. Here's what it says. Now, it's not my head instructor, Mr. Bean, hand writes these out. Okay, but he handwrites them exactly what you see here. It says, "Hi, Sam," or the kid's name, obviously. "It's Mr. Bean here, and I tried calling you today, but I didn't get a hold of you. The reason I'm calling is because I haven't seen you in class this week, and I didn't want you to fall behind. So tell you what, when you get this card, just give me a call and let me know when I can expect to see you in class again. Talk to you soon, Mr. Bean." And so, you know, he would, on page number 11, you know, he'd put on there that he left the message on the phone, and then obviously he sent the card. And as you can see on page 11 underneath it, there's LM equals left message, MC equals made contact, and NCM means that the next class is made. So, you know, if we, let's say that on the very first call in touch number one, we got a hold of them and we made their next class, then it's not a problem. You know, we don't have to follow the system anymore unless they don't show up to that class that they were supposed to come to. So let's move on. Let's move on to the next page. Next page is number 13, and that is the third touch, but letter number one. And this comes in a letter form with my letterhead on it, and it just says, you know, hello in their first name. We've called you a couple of times and left messages. I hope everything is all right. I haven't, you know, seen you in a week, and they were getting a little worried. I hope that you are just on vacation, and we just missed writing it down in our books, and you would be back soon, or writing it down in our books that you would be gone. You know, please call us ASAP. Let us know when you'll be coming to your next class. I'd like to set up a couple of private lessons to catch you up on what you have missed. Looking forward to hearing from you. And then, you know, it says master instructor underneath, and here's our phone number so you don't have to look it up. The next touch, the fourth touch, is another card. Now, this actual artwork card came from Member Solutions, and I just cropped it out the top of the card. Kathy, does that card look familiar?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what I did was I took that artwork and I put it on a postcard, and then on the back side, Mr. Bean will fill out, "Sam, where have you been? I hope just lying down on the couch relaxing. I miss seeing you in class. Sam, please don't become a couch potato. Give me a call so that we can set up some time to work out together and get you caught up, Mr. Bean." Let's go to the next page. All right, page number 15. All right, that's going to be letter number two with gift number one. This is the fifth touch. And remember, this is the first touch in week number three. So we haven't seen him in 2 weeks. Well, actually, 2.5 weeks now. And so this letter says on page number 15, you know, I bet you're wondering why I'm sending you this keychain. And what I do is I actually send them a keychain in the mail with this letter. And the keychain is whatever belt color is their next belt. And so if it's a green with a white stripe in the middle, I take a piece of, I don't do it, Mr. Bean does it, but he takes a piece of electrical white tape and he puts it in the middle so it looks like what the next belt is going to be. Anyways, it says, I bet you're wondering why I'm sending you this keychain. Well, I was thinking about your next belt test and how I could and how you could achieve it. So here's a symbol of your future belt, the one that I'd like to help you achieve. It's been a couple of weeks since we've seen you in class, and quite frankly, you're starting to get a little more worried. So would you please call so that I know that you and your family are all right? I look forward to having you back in class. Let's also set up some private lessons to help you get caught up on all your, you know, all your martial arts information. Our number is. And I do hope there's nothing seriously wrong with you or your family, so call us as fast as you can, please. And then down below, now you can see where it's signed, your concerned master instructor. Now it's just not master instructor. Moving on to the next one, all right? This is page number 16. Now we're moving into the last half of week number three. This is the third card, all right? Now you can't use my picture, but you can come up with your own. And it says, boy, have you ever seen Mr. Brummett this unhappy? It says, Sam. And then, again, remember, Mr. Bean is handwriting this behind the card. And it says, Sam, Mr. Brummett has asked me to write you again because he's too sad to do so. He is beside himself because we haven't been able to get a hold of you. Please call me soon so that I can tell Mr. Brummett that you called and that we have had some time set up for you to get caught up in all your classes and testing material. Quite frankly, between you and me, I've never seen Mr. Brummett like this before, so calling ASAP. Thanks, Mr. Bean. So you could take, you know, that content and that idea and just plug it right into, you know, right into those cards. Page number 17, okay, and that's going to be the, this is the third letter, right, and then this is also gift number 2 along with it, all right. So the third letter goes like this, okay, we're on page number 17. So you have to be asking yourself, is Mr. Brummett serious? What in the world is he doing sending? And now I know it says what is the world, okay, but what I want them to do is I want them to think that I typed this up, okay. I want them to think that I actually typed this up. So I do have some things that are in there that are misspelled, or I have them in there that aren't grammatically correct so that they think that I typed it, all right. So anyways, it says, you know, what in the world is he doing sending me this belt? Well, let me tell you why. Now, what I do is I actually wrap a belt up, and then I take this letter, and I wrap the letter around it, and I put rubber bands on them, and I mail it to them. Cost me, you know, with the belt and all, you know, maybe about $10 to mail in that belt. Now, you may be telling yourself, I can't spend $10 on that. Well, if they're paying you $90 a month, or in my case, they're paying me $169 a month, I can't afford not to. So, and that's just my opinion. But so here we are. Number one, it says, you know, yes, I'm serious. I want to see you earn your next belt. Number two, I did it so that I could get your attention. Do I have it? Number three, maybe, just maybe, you will feel a little more compelled to come back and earn your belt, earn the belt that you are holding in your hand instead of just it being given to you. And number four, no, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but if it happens to work, then okay, I'll take it. All right, look, I'm serious about helping you achieve all you want in the martial arts. Sometimes we need a little push. You know, life throws us a setback every once in a while. Believe me, I know. That's why I'm so persistent in calling you and sending you letters and the postcards in the mail. And then it just goes on and on and on. Basically, you know, and in the very end it says, you know, you're a concerned and passionate master instructor. And so, you know, I'm really trying to reel them in. Now, a question you may be asking is, you know, have I ever had to mail belts before? And yes, I've had to do that. I've had to mail 3, okay? And out of those 3, only one have I not heard a response back from, and meaning that they haven't come back. So, you know, I can't say that the system is foolproof, but I can say that it works pretty darn well, in my opinion. Now, back on page number 11, where it says the 8th touch, letter number 4, okay, letter number 4 is for me to write. Basically, I just sit down and I handwrite a personal message to each individual that would apply to. And just, you know, in my handwriting, I don't have anything scripted. It's whatever I know about that person. You know, that's when I actually get involved. Everything else is already systematized. I don't get involved until it comes to that point. Now, maybe you run a single, you know, maybe you run a school where you don't have, you know, you don't have that opportunity to farm it off to somebody else. Well, the nice thing is at least you'll have it in the system. You'll know daily what you need to do. And until you can, you know, farm that off to somebody, teach somebody else how to do it, it's already ready to go. So don't get discouraged and think, well, okay, you know, Dwayne's got a staff, so, you know, of course he can do all this. Well, we wouldn't be able to, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today if we didn't do all these things. And so it's important that you get these, you get these systems into play and start doing them yourself, and then as soon as you can farm them off to somebody. I'm sure you probably have some charity case that you're helping somebody out and you're scholarshiping part or all of their tuition, as all of us martial arts, you know, all of us martial artists do from time to time. That's the person you hit up. Maybe you utilize that person. Okay, we're going to move on to number 4, all right? Number 4 is the student birthday card system. Now, I use a system called Send Out Cards, all right? And what I did was this. Let's, you know, we have on page number 18, I want to explain to you how I use this and how I do it. You don't have to do this. You could, the nice thing about what I like about best about it is it tells me every day who I need to send a card to, and I don't even do it. I have somebody else do it. Now, sendoutcards.com/martial arts, that's my link. That's an affiliate link. You don't have to use it. You know, you can go to, you know, sendoutcards.com. anyways, on page 18, that's what my affiliate link would look like. Let's turn to page 19. Page 19 is, as you can see here, inside of here where it says, you know, Don Klonowski, Rodney Potten, Haley Quinn, Megan Quinn, in red, those links you could click on, and then you're able to send and you can see where it says B in parentheses there. That's for a birthday. It would say A if it was an anniversary, or, you know, you can specify different things in this system. There's a lot of things that the system does that I don't use it to do, at least not at this point. But, you know, you can, like I said, you can utilize this system for this so that you can send out birthday cards. Now, what I do is this, by the way, and I guess I forgot to say this, you know, if you're doing it, see, it's going to send you an email every day that somebody, it sends you it 7 days in advance to the person's birthday. And there'll be a link inside that email. I forgot about this because I don't ever do it because I have somebody else doing this. But I get sent the email, so I know who is supposed to be sent that week. But anyways, you know, if you're doing it yourself, you're going to get sent an email every day that, you know, let's say somebody's birthday is in 7 days. If you had two people that are their birthday is 7 days from now, you're going to get an email today. You just click on it, send them the card, you know, and you're done. You can pre-set up cards, or you can, you know, I have a pre-face on a card, and then I have one of my instructors, they're responsible for checking it twice a week, sending the card, and I specifically, if you turn to the next page, if you turn to page number 20, my instructor, Amanda Brooks, she's one of my second degree black belts, I specifically put her in charge of this. This is her job responsibility list, by the way, for the week. But where you can see in the middle there where it says happy birthday cards, you know, Friday through Tuesday, she's going to send the people on Tuesday, anybody that had, you know, anybody from Friday to Tuesday, she's going to, on Tuesday evening, she sends them the card. Now, Friday, I understand, is about 5 days away, but they end up getting it usually on the day you know, like a day after, and then even sometimes a day before. So I have it set up for every Tuesday and Thursday she does this. And she has to write down on this sheet who she sent a card to so that at the end of the week I sit down with her at our staff meeting, and I have it on my computer because I have all the emails sent to me. And I just pull up those emails for that week and I go over, okay, you sent this one, you sent this one, you sent this one. And, you know, the nice thing about it is, I've never forgotten my in-law's anniversary. I've never forgotten, not that I would forget my wife's birthday, I've never forgotten, you know, my in-law's birthdays, or even, you know, my brother and sister-in-law's birthdays and stuff like that. In fact, now that I have this system, I remember them better than my wife does. So that's one way you can use, you know, this type of system for birthday cards. It's not that expensive. It saves you printing costs. It saves you time having to go out and get, you know, cards made. The card's already ready. You never have to touch it. Here's the other cool thing about it is you can also, you don't have to do this, but I did. You can actually inside the system purchase a packet, and I forget what it cost. It may be $47. But where you can, they'll send you a thing in the mail. I think it's in the mail or even download it. But anyways, you will write and use your handwriting, and you will handwrite, like the alphabet and numeric, you know, all the numbers and hash marks and all that stuff. And then you mail it back to them. And then within about a week or 2 weeks, they have it up. So your actual handwriting would be on there. And you can do it for your signatures. Like I have four different signatures. I have one signature that says, you know, Dwayne K. Brummett Jr. I have another one that just says Dwayne. I have another one that says Dwayne Brummett. And then I have another one that says LD because that was my nickname when I grew up, was Little Dwayne. So if I send that to family or friends or relatives that know me as LD, then that's the one that I would use. So it's a very, very unique system where you can send out a card in your own handwriting, and that's what I have Amanda do. Now, I specifically chose Amanda because she's very compassionate. She's a woman, and so she's, you know, she's really, really touchy-feely with her words, and that's what I want written in the cards. And she will personalize each card for each student. And she knows them all anyway. She knows all the students. So it works out really, really good. Comes in my handwriting, and it certainly makes me look good. And I hope none of my students ever listen to this call because then they would know my secret. let's turn to page number 21. Here's the next system, all right, system number 5. And this is the good job card system. Now, you probably already have good job cards. I didn't put one on here. But here's what I do. What I do is every instructor has to send out 2 good job cards a night, only on the nights that they work. And they have to write down the individual's names. Of course, there's a primary sheet that they go through and cross them off so that we don't duplicate them and send them more. People, 12 cards in 3 months, But it's very important, if you don't have a staff, it's very important for you to come up with a list, and then every night you're sending 2 cards out. I have 250 students. There's no way I can do it all. In fact, very seldom do I send out good job cards. They mostly come, I would say, 99.9% of the time from my staff. Sometimes I will do it, but my staff does the majority of it. If you don't have a good job card system, I would really, really seriously think about it, because it really helps with your retention, okay? It's going to really help you with your retention. You send that card to Joey or Johnny he did XYZ in class and you were really impressed, or he answered a question or he stood at attention or whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be very long. You just write it and send it off. But if you have other instructors that are working with you, make it their responsibility to do 1 a night or 2 a night that they work, depending on the how many students you have. Well, that's the 5 primary systems, that I would say that, any school owner really, really needs to run a successful school. Now, we are going to dive into the next 2. And, again, these next 2 are only for the bravest of school owners, like I said before. For those of you that have run birthday parties before, you know that this is for bravest school owners. Now, let me just preframe this by saying this, is I don't charge my students for birthday parties, except this. I give every student a 1-hour free birthday party. If they want to go to an hour and a half, there's an extra charge, and then if they want to go to 2 hours, there's an extra charge. And so I always give them all a free birthday party almost, I'm going to say 50% of the time. 50% of the time they'll do a 1 hour, but most of them will do an hour and a half. A couple do the 2 hours, but most of them do the hour and a half. Now, what I make in the hour and a half time definitely covers and pays for my staff that I have do it. I have 2 people that do it, and so that pays for, 3 hours worth of work for both of them, plus a little bit extra. But the thing that it does is it obviously brings in some people that I can put into my lead prospect system. And I don't know about you, but I know that birthday parties, generally those people aren't always the best to get to sign up because they just came for the party. And maybe you're running a super successful party that you sign up, 9 out of 10. And then you could tell me a little bit and I could learn from you. But for me, what the most important thing is I want to get them in as a lead prospect so that I can start dripping on them with my email and mailer systems. So if we turn to the next page after 22, the next page is, this is the very first letter that I send to my own students 3 months in advance. Okay, I'm not going to go through and read the letter. You can go through and read it. But it basically talks about the free birthday party, and that, their birthday is within 3 months. But, look, these parties fill up fast. I only do parties three weekends out of the month because I always give the 2 individuals that do the parties, I always give them 1 Saturday off so they don't have to be bogged down every single Saturday. So Dawn, who works for me, her responsibility is every month to send these out. Again, I set the system up, she follows it, and then I just follow up on her following the system. If you turn to the next page, this is the second thing so that they get sent. So let's say they didn't sign up for a birthday party. Well, another month later, this would be 2 months before their party, this is their second notice. And again, it talks a little bit about the information that was in that letter, not as wordy, and it's in a postcard form. And I send them that postcard. And we turn to the next page. If they haven't signed up, 1 month before their birthday, I send them 1 more. And this is in a card form, and, it's addressed to the parent. All these are addressed to the parent. They're not addressed to the student. So, and it's addressed to the parent, and then inside of, that envelope, they open it up, and they see happy birthday. And so they're thinking, well, it's not my birthday. you know, and then they open up the card, and again, it talks about the offer that I gave them before. That's the birthday party system for, you know, for my students. Now, the other thing that I did, and I just started this, let me say 4 months ago. If we're going to, let's turn to the, this is the page 25 where it's the lead prospect birthday party system. Let me explain what that is. Is basically what I do is every kid that has ever been to a birthday party, most of them, I would say 95% of them, I already have their birthday, you know, I know what the date of their birthday is because on the liability waiver, they have to sign off on that, and I have their date. And so 3 months prior to their birthday, I send them a letter. A little different, all right? I do charge them, but I also give them coupons that they can use. And so basically, you know, on the right-hand side there, you know, where it says package number one is going to cost $119 minus the $50 coupon, it only costs them $69. Package number two is a two-hour party. They get everything plus, you know, an extra half an hour, and it's only going to cost them $74 once they use the coupon. Package number three, as you can see, I got it circled and I have arrows. I do send them this in color, okay, and not black and white. I send this in color. They only end up paying $5 more for a two-hour party, plus they get pizza. Now, I don't, again, I don't pay anything for my pizzas. I've got an opportunity again with that same pizza guy, so you may not have that. You may have to do a different price structure in order to cover the pizza, but I don't pay anything for the pizza. This is the letter that they get 3 months in advance prior to their birthday. The next page, as you can see on page number 26, step number two is I send them a postcard. Again, it's, you know, I have it where the best value is package number three. And underneath that, you can see the coupon that I send them. I send them the coupon with the first letter. I do not send it with the postcard, obviously, but they get that coupon with the first letter. The coupon is cardstock, all right? I don't do it in paper form. I do it in cardstock as well. So that's the lead prospect birthday party system. Those are all seven systems. You know, again, we're talking about, you know, systems that you, you know, really need, the first five that you really need to put in place so that your school can run smoothly. And, again, here's the thing is the more that you can, more systems that you can get in place for your school and then turn those systems over to somebody else, the better off you will be. All right, just to remind you that you can submit questions, obviously, you know, in web form on the web. You can put any questions that you want. You know, maybe something I didn't cover inside the system or any of the systems. If you have any questions, I would say speak now or forever hold your questions in regards to this. That sounded kind of harsh, didn't it?
Well, we do have some questions online for you already, but no, it doesn't sound too harsh.
Okay. Well, do you want to give me those questions?
Sure. Mark from Oregon has a question for you. He wants to know, back to your referral system, do you advise the students of what they can get at each level, or do you just surprise them with a reward?
I surprise them. Now, everybody knows now, since we have, you know, a couple people that level five, you know, for the bomber jacket, they do know that it takes five to get that. But all the other ones are mailed to the people. So unless, you know, the parents are talking amongst each other, not everybody knows.
Gotcha. Jeff from Madison Heights has a question. His question is, how many students can I expect to sign up using a referral system? Asking them and mailing the Yellow Belt letter. I've been doing this, but I stopped after 1 year of referrals, of zero referrals. That's a really good question.
That is a good question. And again, I think, you know, following up, you know, I can't give you a number. You know, I can give you our numbers. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I would just say, you know, probably out of every, you know, 20 students, you get one person. You know, but you stop and you think about what you paid for those pieces of paper. One student definitely pays for that. You know what I mean? So it isn't a very high percentage, although I will say I get a lot of, especially those George cards. I get a lot of parents that come back and they crack up about that.
Harry has a question, and he wants to know if he could implement only one new system this month, which one would be the best one that you would suggest to get started, and in what order would you then implement the rest?
Well, I definitely would implement the MIA one. You want to keep people that you have. You know, I would do the MIA one, then I would go back and I would do the the good job card one. Again, still focusing on retention. You know, then you could go back and you could do the referral one, or you know, pick from there. Here's the other question is, you know, and Harry, you may want to answer this for yourself and everybody else, that maybe this is a question that you had too. But it's all going to depend on the goal that you want for your school. Your primary goal, I hope, is to retain the students that you have. And then, okay, you know, if you're not ready for birthday parties, then I wouldn't implement that yet. I would implement something different. So that is more of a personal goal, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Did I answer that?
I don't know if Harry's on the line, but, I mean, I think you did. I think that's good. You told him where to start and what you would do next. And I think that did. I think you did a good job with that.
Okay.
I think these are all of our web questions.
Okay. Somebody else was chiming in. Who is this?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Mike, yes, sir.
I have a question regarding the MIA system. With students that have left my school, I have made phone calls, sent letters, and so forth, and, some have not returned. Now, for those who have not returned, and it's been quite a few months, can I go ahead and put them into the MIA system and then start all over?
Well, if it's been a few – well, let me ask this question. Are they still paying?
No.
Okay. Then what I would count them now is they're inactive.
Right.
They're inactive, and then that's where a reactivation system would need to be put into place.
Okay.
Yeah, I consider them – they're an inactive student after that time frame. Then they go into my reactivation system, which I didn't reveal today.
Okay.
So I can't give
make
the whole
note of
out.
That.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'd be happy to do that at some point.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have any questions? And Kathy, I don't know if this is even feasible, but I would like some feedback, on this information. Obviously, for me, I'm thinking, this is pretty important, and I think it's most of it, I'm sure, is pretty good to a certain degree. I'm sure there's some room for improvements. But I would, if anybody's on the call, that if you are doing these things and you have a suggestion in regards to that, feel free to, bring it up now, too, because we could all learn from that as well. And, Kathy, I remember talking with you a long time ago about – systems and putting things in place, and I remember when we talked on the phone about, and this was probably 5 years ago or something, but we were just how important they were, and you were also one of the catalysts, one of the people that helped me understand that. So I just wanted to tell you I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, and I really appreciate where you've taken the ball and run with it. Doing a great job. I think one thing I was wondering, and this is kind of like a question. In fact, it ties in with the one that Jeff had a few moments ago about the referral system. Do you find, and I know you don't have your stats in front of you, but do you find that most of the referrals you get come from the newer students? Because I know that sometimes I hear questions from people like, my older students, it's kind of hard to get them to continue to refer. Just because maybe they've already gone through the people or things like that. So I just wondered if you have an opinion on that or if you've noticed that maybe you refer – is it mostly new students that you get your referrals from?
I get more referrals from older family members that have been with me a longer time than I do from – let me qualify that. I get more qualified referrals from people that have been with me longer than I do with people that are, brand new. there's only so much.
That's a lot of sense.
There's only so much a brand new person, a parent, can tell you about the program. But the person that's been in it for 3 years, I mean, I got a family, and I'm very disappointed. They're moving away, but it's a family of five. There are three kids trained with me. All of them are first-degree black belts, and they've been with me, gosh, probably, close to 7 years. They have referred more people than anybody else in my school. And, it's just, again, over time, you develop, and I have a really, really good relationship with them, too. So I think that makes a difference, too.
Sure, absolutely. It makes complete sense, especially.
So, yeah, you may get
more leads. They're like family.
Yeah, you may get more leads from, somebody that is in the beginning stages because they're hot and everything. But those may not be as qualified as, somebody else later on down the road.
Right. The feedback you're asking for, too, I don't know, is there any place that people can email you with that feedback? Because, I know some of our webcasters, they may not be on the phone and that are listening right now, and that's why they're typing to us. But is there any, if they have any other ideas or any feedback about your information that you were asking for today, is there some place they can email you, or what would you prefer?
Yeah, they can... it's probably best to email me, or they can either. Yeah, I guess email would probably be better than fax, wouldn't it?
Probably, unless you've still got that website, Ask Dwayne, and they could post whatever you prefer.
That's probably the best. It would be easier probably to do that. It's actually askdwaynebrummett.com. So ASK. Dwayne is D-U-A-N-E, and Brummett is B as in boy, R-U, M as in man, I-T-T.com. So ask DwayneBrummett.com. Yeah, and then that way, the feedback would be great. I think we all could learn from it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because everybody's got their own something to add to it, to make it even better. And if you guys have any requests, I think Mike has a request. He wants to hear about that reactivation system, I have a feeling, in an upcoming teleconference. So if you have any special requests, you can also probably post them there and let Dwayne know about that.
I'm up for that reactivation thing, too.
Hey, what's
Dwight.
How you doing?
So,
I sent you two questions, but no, but you ignored them. So.
Let me refresh. Go ahead, Dwight.
The last one I just sent was about systems. Yeah, you're right. Everybody says that you have to have systems in place, but there's still a human element. The system's not going to run itself. So my quick question was about, because I know we're running out of time, was about ensuring that your employees follow your systems to a T.
Mm-hmm. And you want to know how I do that?
Yeah. In the 2 seconds that we have left, I guess.
Sure. No, not a problem. Every Friday I have a meeting with my top two guys, and one is responsible for grabbing all the other job responsibility lists, and he goes through them. And what he does is he makes sure they're all done. And then I sit down with him and my other guy, and, the other guy, Chris, Mr. Bean, I go through the MIA letters, and everything with him, make sure that everything was sent off. Case, his last name is El Pabani. He's the one that gets all of the job responsibility lists. He goes through them, and then I go through them with him, just asking him, did we miss anything? These are the things that should have been done. What happened? So I personally don't go through them. I make him responsible to go through them. And here's maybe a little different concept, and maybe you're doing it already, but I pay people an hourly rate, but then when I give them another job responsibility, then I bump up their rate. And so I pay them based on job responsibility. So the more job responsibilities I can farm off on them, the higher their pay scale is going to be.
Okay. If you don't mind, can you give me an idea of, on Friday, how many callbacks you might have to make for, people who didn't show up for their initial appointment?
You mean from a consultation or what have you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that's different. That Yeah, that is, you know, like if they don't show up that night, I call them that night.
Right.
Yeah, I personally handle those.
Okay.
You know, because I'm the one that's doing the consultation, so I will call them, and if they don't answer the phone, the first time I don't leave a message, and then what I do is I do that star, what is it, 72 or whatever it is that hides your number.
Yeah.
And then I call them that way. And more often than not, they pick up that time because, you know, they knew that they forgot the appointment and they're too embarrassed.
Right.
So, you know, and then I get a hold of them and I try to reset up the appointment.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the problem that we have, which is actually a good problem, is that my guys end up feeling overwhelmed because they have not only do they have so many, you know, the appointments coming in, but they got so many follow-up stuff to do for people who didn't show up. You know, so I was just wondering if you had it's a good problem that we have, but it's just that they end up feeling overwhelmed, and sometimes I'm at my wit's end, you know, other than to tell them, well, look, you don't want it to be the other way where we don't have so much follow-up to do.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're getting paid to do that follow-up. So,
right.
I mean, I understand the frustration, but, you know, if you don't want that job responsibility, I mean, what, you know, the other thing you might want to add, I don't know if you want to do this or not, but if you don't want that job responsibility, that's okay, but I'm also going to take a quarter an hour out of your paycheck now. You know, that's okay. I mean, I'll teach somebody else to do it.
All right. Well, Dwayne, once again, this was, like, really great stuff, and I appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. Did you have a second question, or was that the total question?
No, that was it. That was it.
Okay.
We did get a few more questions, so we weren't ignoring you guys. We apologize. I have to hit a little refresh button, and I didn't realize we had more things submitted. So we weren't ignoring you, Dwight, and anybody else. Eric from Gainesville, Dwayne, wanted to find out how many free birthday parties do you do per weekend, and how many students act on the offer per month, and, you know, do you have, like, what's the percentage ratio based on your active student count?
Well, we have, you know, 250 students. We only market generally the free birthday parties to kids, although you could do it to adults. I've done a couple of adult birthday parties. They're actually hilarious. and it's without drugs and alcohol. So, I mean, you know, so it's really hilarious.
Okay.
But and those are actually a lot more fun than the kids. But anyways, that being said, I only do – you know, usually two per weekend, sometimes three. That gets to be a little taxing, but if somebody wants it, we'll put it in. But like I said, only three weekends out of the year, or excuse me, only three weekends out of the year, only 3 weekends out of the month, and then 1 month is off. And so there is a huge percentage, you know, out of 170 kids that aren't going to get their birthday. But some people just don't want it anyways, and that's not a big deal.
Gotcha. And in those cases of the ones that just can't hit their birthday, if they came to you and said, hey, you know, I'd just like to have a party in general with my classmates from school, would that be something that you go, sure?
I would say you could use your free birthday party coupon, yes. You could have an hour. I charge the exact same thing. You know, we run it like a birthday party, but it's, you know, be more like a, you know, just a karate party. But we run it exactly like a birthday party. Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Because they're bringing in, you know, I would say generally, you know, you got let's say you have, you know, 10 kids that come to the party, four of them are already karate students, and then the other six are new prospects. And here's the other thing that I do, and this is another system that's in place, is the individual that does the birthday parties, he also does the calls. And what I do is, I guess maybe I should save this for another call, huh? But anyways, we do something in order to try to get the students to come back in, let's just put it that way. You know, Case is on top of that. He also gets a bonus. So anybody that from a birthday party that signs up, he gets a bonus when they sign up. And, again, I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity to do this.
Oh, love having you, absolutely. Especially love a person who supplies a 29-page handout. You know, I think that's really cool. And, you know, it's a nice reward for people who take time out of their busy day to come listen to you as well. I mean, of course, they're getting beneficial information, but it's really a nice little reward to be able to actually get like a system that you can go ahead and implement or tweak for your own. So I really appreciate the fact that you do that.
No problem. My pleasure. I learned best that way, and I think, everybody else can benefit better from that way. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Everybody have a great day. Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.